This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcast.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content like videos with Mauro Gatti, the founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. Australia to pay reparations to stolen generations. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a reparations fund for some members of the Stolen Generations, the name given to the Indigenous Australians who were forcibly removed from their homes as children and placed with white foster families from starting in 1910 and continuing well into the 1970s. The Healing Foundation is a campaign group for the Stolen Generation. They said the reparations were a major step towards addressing the harm caused to Indigenous Australians by government policies and were long overdue. This is a long called for step, recognising the bond between healing, dignity and the health and well-being of members of the Stolen Generations, their families and their communities, the Prime Minister told Parliament. To say formally, not just that we're deeply sorry for what happened, but that we will take responsibility for it. This fund has been announced 3 months after a group of Indigenous people began a legal action for compensation. A fund of $378.6 million Australian dollars has been allocated to address these human damages, including one-off payments of $75,000 Australian dollars for its victims. We hope that this is the first in many steps that will help to address and heal the harm and damage done to these Indigenous people of Australia. Artificial intelligence may diagnose dementia in a day. Scientists are testing an artificial intelligence system thought to be capable of diagnosing dementia after a single brain scan. It may also be able to predict whether the condition will remain stable for many years, slowly deteriorate, or need immediate treatment. Currently, it can take several scans and tests to diagnose dementia. In preclinical tests, this AI has been able to diagnose dementia years before symptoms develop, even when there are no obvious signs of damage on the brain scan in a single scan. The researchers involved say that early diagnosis with their system could greatly improve patient outcomes. In the first year, about 500 patients are expected to participate in clinical trials, with their results going to their doctors, who can, if necessary, advise on the course of treatment. What an incredible advancement of modern technology. Company offers free kayak tours in Europe if you collect rubbish from the water. Green Kayak is an environmental NGO who uses kayaking to make a difference in the world. They achieve this by offering free kayak tours in Europe in return for cleaning rubbish out of the water. The organisation began in 2017 in Copenhagen when a professional sea kayaking instructor called Tobias began paddling through the canals with his private tours, pulling discarded waste from the water. He quickly realised that the canals and waterways were filling up with rubbish faster than he could collect it. Deciding he needed help, he set up Green Kayak and began offering free tours to anyone who would participate in the cleanup effort. In the first two seasons, around 3,000 volunteers collected 10 tons of plastic waste from the canals. Since then, Green Kayak has expanded their reach. They now operate in four European countries, Denmark, Norway, Sweden and Ireland, with 58 kayaks in operation and over 22,000 volunteers taking part. Green Kayak's operation continues to clean up the world's waters, and in 2020, they became a UNESCO Green Citizen Project, which aims to support innovative citizens' projects with an aim to impact sustainable development and biodiversity. With luck, Green Kayak will continue to expand and help clean up the world's waters. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is 10-year-old Ryan Jean. In 2020, Jean won a student kindness competition, which sprung what he calls his race to kindness. As part of the competition, he won $500 and used the money to donate toys to a Dallas children's hospital. Then, through food drives and relief groups, he helped gather 100,000 meals for Texas families. Now, he wants to bring books to children who may not have access to them. He's already collected 120,000 books and is asking people to donate their used books to the cause. I hope that the impact that I have had is enough to keep people continuing to race to kindness and continuing to join me in this marathon, because it's not a sprint. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Head Stuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. Have a listen to Potter-Rooney, a show where Joe Rooney talks to friends and acquaintances that he's met and worked with over his 20 years in the entertainment industry.
Hello, Joe Rooney here. Back in 2015, I recorded my first Potter-Rooney, and since then I've been chatting to people that I meet throughout my travels, here and there, all over the world, including Sean Locke, Mary Coughlan, Frank Kelly, Joanne McAnally, Owen Colgan, Shazia Mirza, Aidan Gillen and Katya Reardon, but loads of people you'd never heard of who have very interesting tales to tell, including the sadly no longer with us Boston-based comedian Barry Crimmins, who led a crusade against images of child abuse on the internet, Tracy Carroll, whose daughter Willow has the highest grade of cerebral palsy, Drogheda homeless aide, Christine Volset, a Norwegian singer-documentary maker who ended up hanging out with the young lads in Inner City Dublin and riding bareback on a horse through the city streets. All these very interesting tales to tell, and all you have to do is skip the first 6 minutes of me talking rubbish. That's Potter-Rooney.
Ever been made fun of for buying one too many scented candles? Well, it turns out that the scented candles can actually help to reduce anxiety. Scientists have found that your sense of smell is directly linked to the limbic system, the area of the brain that plays a major role in emotional regulation, meaning that strongly scented candles can help to induce calm and alleviate symptoms of stress. Research has shown that traditional calming smells such as lavender and frankincense lowers anxiety and depression. So, next time you light one of the many scented candles, feel good knowing that this small act of self-care can also add to easing your anxiety as well. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.